Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, we have a huge weekend of disc golf in store over the next several days with a pair of PDGA majors being contested across the world from each other, as well as dozens of other events spread everywhere in between. Hello, this is PDGA Radio News for June 11th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski with you again this week to provide a preview of all that action from the Japan Open, the U.S. Amateur Disc Golf Championships, and more. Also, we'll look back at the winners from last week's tournament action and your weekly dose of disc golf news, covering topics like the annual PDGA elections, another disc golf video game available now for the Nintendo Wii, and we finally know for sure where the Minnesota Majestic National Tour event will be taking place later this month. All those stories and the rest of your PDGA radio news ahead on this edition, again for June 11th, 2010. With an international field of nearly 120 disc golfers from lands as diverse as Michigan and Mongolia, the 2010 Japan Open, a PDGA major, is taking flight at the majestic mountain resort region of the Nasu Highlands in Tochigi, Japan. It's now entering its fourth decade, and the Japan Open is an event like no other in the sport of disc golf. The competition, while fierce, merely provides a backdrop upon which an exchange of friendship, culture, and festivities will occur. The executive director and PDGA Hall of Fame member, Kozo Shimbo, creates an event there that leaves all his guests knowing disc golf is in great hands in Japan, and the sport is clearly on the rise around the world. Held on the pristine golf stage of the Nasu Highlands Golf Club, the Japan Open overlays two 18-hole championship disc golf courses on the original Robert Trent Jones Jr. design, with dramatic elevation changes, exquisitely manicured fairways, and a peacefulness and tranquility of the mountain resort. Players often say it all feels like a dream. Defending Japan Open champion David Fellberg is being challenged this week by a strong international field. It's featuring Nico LoCastro, Nate Doss, Manabu Kajiyama, Yusi Maresma, Ken Climo, and many others. On the women's side, Valerie Jenkins will defend her 2008 Japan Open title against familiar foes Carrie Burlagar and Des Redding, as well as some of the emerging talent coming from Japan, who are elevating disc golf on the women's side in their native land. The opening ceremonies occurred Wednesday night for the Japan Open in anticipation of the first rounds, which were played Thursday. Friday will also host preliminary rounds with the semifinals and final nine to be held Saturday. You can enjoy a wide variety of media, such as live scoring for the 2010 Japan Open, by visiting japanopen.org. Meanwhile, the top-ranked amateurs are also gathering for a PDGA major event and a U.S. national championship. After qualifying at the high-level events over the past year, the best amateur disc golfers from all regions of the U.S. and abroad have made their way to the Kensington Toboggan Championship course in Milford, Michigan, for the PDGA United States Amateur Disc Golf Championship presented again by Discraft. A full field of 144 top-ranked amateurs will be treated to 3 days of tee times, free meals, and snacks. Also side games with prizes, an incredible players pack, and a shot at a national title on the almost mythical Kensington Toboggan course. Set on the lush rolling hills of southern Michigan, it's only available to play during a 2-week window surrounding the U.S. amateurs. It was initially designed for use during the 2000 Pro-Am World Championships and has been installed exclusively for the U.S. AMs each year since 2002, boasting a par 62 over 8,800-foot layout. Toboggan is one of the top-ranked courses in the world, but remains the exclusive domain of the best PDGA amateurs each summer. The official event website is amnationals.com, with live scoring during Sunday's finals being provided at pdga.com. A reminder to PDGA members that as the summer solstice draws near, it's also time to prepare for the annual PDGA elections and to send out the call for candidates. This year, the elections will take place again from July 1st through July 31st, with the elected candidates assuming office as of September 1st of this year for a two-year term. The deadline for submitting your candidacy for a board position or state coordinator is quickly approaching. It's set for June 28th. The 2010 PDGA election will also again be held online, as the past two online ballots have seen record number of participants. All current PDGA members have the right to vote and will be emailed their ballot during the first week of July. A reminder email will also be sent around July 20th for those members who have not yet voted. Anyone without a valid email address on file with the PDGA office will receive a postcard in the mail with their instructions on how to vote. Members may also choose the old standard paper ballot if you request one before July 17th from the office. If you are interested in running for either the open board of director positions or the open coordinator positions, download and submit the candidate biography questionnaire and the other documents from PDGA.com or contact the office. But remember, the deadline is June 28th, and you must be a current PDGA member to vote.
Are you a PDGA member? No benefits of being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, lots of big events this past weekend, including five separate eight-years spread throughout the disc golf world. We'll start with the amateur-only eight-year in Oregon for their Beaver State Fling, where they had nearly 160 players taking advantage of its rescheduled date apart from the Pros National Tour event. And it ended with Zach Jones holding on to take a two-throw win over Dan Zentz in advanced, with Jonathan Romberg in third, another two-back. A large field there of advanced players, more than 80 players. Emma Rose Hanley won the advanced women's group over Tracy McCormick and Zoe Andike. Sam Gibson took the title for the advanced masters over Greg Johnson and Jesse Grasseth. Brad Huggins won advanced grandmasters. Eugene Fackler took advanced senior grandmasters. And Cindy McMahon won for the women's advanced masters. Next, we head north into British Columbia, Canada for results from the Ultra Glide Open. They had pros playing there, and Dave Feldberg had a 10-98 rated second round, but still had to hold off a final round charge by Eric McCabe in order to win by two. Christian Dietrich took third. Liz Lopez won for the women by just one over Paige Pierce, and Hector Diakow won in advanced. Heading south to Arizona for their Aspen Sports Tree Bash Open, an eight-year with more than 110 players competing. And in the open division, we find Michael Downs getting the biggest win of his career as he wins a playoff over Jeff Bennett. Elsewhere, David Neff won in Masters, Sarah Hokum won for the Pro Women, and David Galden won advanced. Now to Davenport, Iowa, where they hosted their annual River Cities Rumble. And it was Chris Sprague taking that title by four throws over Adam Olsen, with Tanner Duncan claiming third place ahead of Mike Robinson and Jay Redding. Ben Callaway won in advanced. And now to Kentucky for the final eight-year held last weekend for the Disc and Dat Bluegrass Open, We'll find Matt Blakely getting the win by 3 over Brad Schick and Tyler Horn taking home 3rd. Melinda Ring beat out Liz Schooner to win the women's division. David Cox took the Masters by 7 over Pete Caldwell. Keith Gallusser won in advanced for the amateurs, along with Corey Corwin in intermediate and Rebecca Fraser in advanced women. That covers the A-tiers from last weekend, but we also had several B-tiers we'll get results from, starting in Sylmar, California, for their annually popular Summertime Open. However, Steve Rico decided he wanted to dominate the entire weekend. He goes on to win by 12 over Philo Brathwaite, and now staying in California, but moving to Willits for their KOA Pro-Am Jam. We find Matt Oram taking a playoff victory over Dallas Albright, with Justin Wilson in 3rd, just 1 throw off the leaders. Staying on the West Coast, but now in Spokane, Washington, for the Lilac City Open, with Kyle Crabtree there claiming the title by 2 over Aaron Holly. Mike Wirth winning in Masters, Steve Simmons taking the Grand Masters division, and Brandon Parson taking a win in advanced over Jonathan Wills. In Utah, Corey Sharp won the River Park Open. Vinny Miller wins by 2 over J.D. Ramirez at the Waco Charity Open in Texas. Chris Herron wins the Fox Valley Open in Wisconsin. Matt Travis wins in Illinois. Ziggy Bierkoven wins the Firefighters Classic in Michigan. Steve Brinster wins in Maine at the Dragon Disc Golf Championships. And in Pennsylvania, they held their state championships, in which Mike Moser took the title in Open. Lori Merriman won for the Pro Women, Don Dillon won the Legends, and Tim Stoudon won by 1 in advanced over Matt Hamilton. C-tier winners for sanctioned events taking place June 5th and 6th include Daryl Nodland at the Badlands Open in North Dakota, Josh Parrott won the Campus Life Classic in Tennessee, Clayton Nash won in Mississippi, David Fielding won the Homer City Championships, that in Alaska, Brian McCree got a win in North Carolina, Patrick Blazek wins in Colorado, Travis Mick gets a win in Minnesota, and Al Hermosillo wins a Pearl World's warm-up event at the Lemon Lake Complex in Crown Point, Indiana. Complete results available from PDGA.com. Welcome right back to PDGA Radio News. This for June 11th, 2010. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski with a preview now of the upcoming PDGA tournament calendar that will cover the period of June 10th through the 13th, with both the Japan Open and U.S. Amateur Disc Golf Championships being competed this weekend as majors. And even with those hugely successful events taking place, there is no shortage of sanctioned disc golf tournaments on the schedule for this weekend, including the A-tier taking place in Fort Morgan, Colorado for the High Plains Challenge. Also an A-tier in Pennsylvania for the Great Pocono Open. The B-tiers include the Tallahassee Open in Florida, Steady Ed's Birthday Memorial in Lakeport, California, the 18th Annual Tar Heel Tournament in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the Battle of Slaughter Creek is in Austin, Texas, the Ohio Masters Championships take place in Dover, the Idaho Masters will be in Boise, Kentucky hosts the All-Stars Weekend in Louisville, also the AT&T Series events in Madisonville and Hopkinsville. The Hakey Creek Classic will be in the great city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And looking at the official calendar from PDGA.com, you also see listings of all the sanctioned events for the past, present, and future, both domestically and internationally, where for this weekend they'll be in Ontario, Canada, Germany, Russia, Lithuania, Sweden, and Finland, and of course Japan. C-tiers on that schedule for the weekend of June 12th and 13th include the 26th Circuit City Open, that in Peru, Indiana, the Rockford Open in Illinois, the Battlefield Open in Virginia, a pair of events in Georgia, including one of the International Disc Golf Center Series, also C-tiers scheduled for Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, South Carolina, Michigan, more in Georgia, New Mexico, Alaska, couple in New York, Mississippi, Maine, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, Alabama, among all sorts of others. Check out the full schedule again from PDGA.com or check with your local disc golf club or pro shop for events in your area.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Now, before we wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio and let you get back to your regularly scheduled disc golf programming, we need to run down a couple items of noteworthy disc golf news, the first of which is a new video game for the Nintendo Wii console. It's called Zoo Disc Golf, and it lets up to four players compete at once on disc golf courses designed in any of their 18 different zoo courses, each with a differing level of difficulty. It's all in order to determine who the king of the zoo is. Players can choose from either of four animal characters they have, such as a meerkat, kangaroo, penguin, or a panda bear. The game was just released June 7th. It's available for download from WiiWare.com for about $10. It's rated E for everyone and produced by Sonalists Incorporated from Waterford, Connecticut. The direct link to the download site can be found from the show description for this episode. That's on PDGARadio.com. Again, it's WiiWare.com. And finally, news of another course being built in Michigan. This would be the 150th for that state, as the city of Harbor Springs, that in northern Michigan, has approved $10,000 in order to help construct an 18-hole course in their Kiwanis Park. Construction is expected to begin as early as this next week. That is your PDGA Radio News for June 11th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Join us again here next week for more disc golf action. Until then, goodbye. And may everyone have the safest of travels as we venture throughout this vast disc golf empire. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.